Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and welcome to another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. Today, from the Southland, all the way in San Diego, California, actually Cardiff, by the sea, what a beautiful name. We have Dr. Lorraine and Dr. David Melendez joining us. Welcome to the show, Dr. David.
Yes,
thank you
so much
for having us. Yes,
absolutely. It's so great to have you. And I'm going to tell the audience a little bit about you. A lot of people are going to know you anyways, but Dr. David and Dr. Lorraine are both Cleveland Chiropractic College, LA-Los Angeles graduates. That school's no longer in existence, but they're proud graduates of that. We've actually adopted them also at Life West along the way. Right after graduation, they moved to San Diego. David, you're originally from LA, I believe, or that area.
Yes.
Yeah. And Lorraine, you were in San Diego and moved to San Diego, came down, and actually David graduated first, came down and worked in Mary and my office for a year, and then you moved on. Then Lorraine, you came into the office for a year, and David went on to set up their practice and Gold Coast Chiropractic, Cardiff by the Sea, just across from the ocean, beautiful views from their windows. And they have a booming practice, and they've been there for, 34 years, whatever, and just doing phenomenal things, family practice, neurostructural work, teaching the principles of chiropractic. They've lectured at different venues, come up to Life West and speak to our students, and always giving back. I mean, really embody the give, do, love ethos, of what we have at Life West. I got to say this, that their probably biggest claim to fame is their family. They've got three beautiful children. Their two boys ended up becoming Life West graduates. They came to Life West, and they are now practicing, one in the practice with his wife that he met at Life West, and the other in Phoenix with his wife that he met at Life West. And their beautiful daughter, Alyssa, she's a Broadway star, doing amazing things in the theater works. And, all of them have this light within them that I could tell you is, it's the true light of, that we express when we express 100% potential. They're just wonderful. And to top it off, the not even the cherry on top, but the big thing on top is five grandchildren. And with more to come, we're keeping up with you guys, man. That's what we're doing. So anyways, wonderful, wonderful. Just I love you guys. You know that. And we've been together for many, many years and gone through thick and thin. I don't know if we'll talk about that advertisement we put out in the San Diego Union that time. But we'll just kind of jump into talking about, I know that I want to talk to you about, because you've had a family practice all these years. Mm-hmm. Right. And you work together and just, with our audience, share, what are some of your secrets? And I'm going to let either of you talk. I'll let you bounce back and forth.
You know, it's amazing. We were college sweethearts at chiropractic college. And I came to San Diego, not only to escape LA, but to chase her because she's from San Diego. Even though I graduated first, I knew I wanted to be where she would be ending up prior to when we got married. And I moved as far south as I could be in Imperial Beach so I could surf and work at your office in the morning. And but I remember asking you, hey, what are you going to do after graduation? Now that you're licensed and Lorraine is in the picture, what are you going to do? And I said, we're going to open a practice together. And he says, you better nail this down. Lock it down. So thank you for the advice.
Well, there's more context to that story, and I'm just going to share it, because Lorraine, you used to come down from Cleveland, LA, and do screenings with us.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
And I remember you saying, after one of the screenings or whatever it was, you said, hey, are you guys looking for an associate? Because my boyfriend is looking to come, he's graduating, whatever, right? And looking to come.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah. Well, I
And
think it
we,
was that you guys were seeing lots of people
yeah.
and you weren't covering. You just set us up, give us what we needed, and put us out there with people and see if we, who we could bring in. And we gave us the opportunity to share that passion that we came out of chiropractic school with, still not knowing how we're going to make this into an office or make this work for a living. But the passion was enough. And you were having mentors like you guys, leaders like you and Gary at the time, and Mary, of course, helped us get on that path. It was,
Well,
those were
but I got,
great.
but Lorraine, the truth is, and David, we love you, but we
Yeah.
wanted you as an associate. You said, "Hey, my boyfriend, I'm still going to be in school for a little bit, right?" So, David, you came down, we hired you. You were unbelievable. And then, then Lorraine followed you. She came in the next year, right? And
Yeah.
followed you.
Yeah.
And
Two for
during
one.
that break, David, you got married, went over to Rarotonga for
Yes, that part. Honeymoon.
Your honeymoon, you surfed and did your thing, and da 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 da. And then we had Lorraine for a year while you were doing your thing. And then Lorraine, you went up, and I don't know who you brought in because we used to bring people in every year. With, I don't know if it was Kaiser or Carrie or,
Kaiser.
yeah. And then it just starts to, and it's been such a amazing thing to watch you guys. So talk to us about how you keep the balance, in practice and in life and raising three kids and, your daughter going in whatever grade, taking a train up to Orange County to be in a fine art school, right? To pursue her passion. And yet you guys just, you held it all together, and I think there's people out there that want to know, like, how do you keep it together?
Yeah, no, that's the question. As we look back, wow, what a whirlwind. Obviously the easy answer is the balance. We don't take our work home, keep it at the office. But God's played such a big role in our lives and our family, making us stronger so we can have that mediator. Because if it was up to us, we would have been long ago lost. But God in our life has really kept us grounded and helped us stay connected, keep the big things big and the small things small. And that style of living and really carried over to our kids to see, okay, this is legit. It's not just dog and pony. They really believe what they're doing.
Yeah.
And
And too, we had a net, you'd call it a network now, they call it networking, but we truly were a family in those days. We had a group of chiropractic men and women, docs, that we would raise our kids together. We would talk to each other, whether it was about getting a new form or filling, trying to figure out what the new Medicare guidelines were, or was, you know what, my baby's not nursing or he's got a few. We had that family that we could call and talk to and grow with. And that was through the thick and through the thin of it, we had that for each other. And it was so good. It was really foundational, not only for for our office, but definitely for our marriage and our family, for sure.
And listen, we used to go to Mexico, right? I mean, my
Oh,
gosh, remember we went to the Sheraton's place down in Mexico where there was what, about 30 of us maybe with our kids
oh,
and
Ixtapa, remember that?
huh?
Yeah,
It, yeah,
Ixtapa.
with Jerry Cullen.
Oh, Baja, yes.
Yeah.
We had some
That was
great
Baja.
once a month Thursdays at your office,
Yeah,
and then
philosophy.
carry that community to good times in Mexico and sharing the chiropractic lifestyle together. It was pretty
And
awesome.
Jerry Colon. Remember we went to Zihuatanejo and it was all the San Diego people. I don't know if there's people from not outside of San Diego. And Jerry came and we did a license renewal and
Yes.
on the beach, right? And
Yes.
that's when
Oh,
Jerry fell and boom, fractured his hip.
gosh.
And that's a whole nother story. David, you were right there.
I know. I was talking to him right at the edge of the bar, chatting. Okay, I'll see you over there, Jerry. Takes a few steps. I see him fall and break his hip, and I ran over to him, and the rest is history. But yeah, that
No,
was.
you ran over to him and said, "What's your listing?"
Yeah. So I set up on him and toggle his Atlas. And that's his history.
And then we got him in then we got him in the ambulance, right? And remember, his feet were sticking out because the
Yes,
ambulance was so
too
small.
small.
Oh
He's
man,
too
that
big.
was a fun. That was it. Turned out to be fun, and he ended up being in the in some in at that center, and he and I don't know if you guys know this, but there was he was they put him in a ward with pregnant with women who just delivered.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
Pregnant
wow.
and new deliveries, right? And they wouldn't allow flowers in their office in their rooms. I don't know why, but they wouldn't allow flowers in there. So flowers were all in the hallway. So we go see him every day, and we take all the flowers and we take him in his room. You walked in his room, you would have thought there was a floral center. Those were fun times. Fun times. So talk to me about this. Talk to me about you've been in the same office, pretty much, and I know you've got. grandparents now who came in as kids, you know, and or whatever, right? And three generations, maybe four generations. And, you know, the work you're doing is just, you know, I know you guys just correct subluxations and you do structural things also, right? You know, and, you know, talk about the growth, like, you know, what you've done for yourselves as far as in your practice and then outside your practice to keep the fire alive. Cause, you know, you're at it 34 years and you still got a lot of miles in you, you know? So people right now at 30 might be thinking, yeah, I think I'm going to jump out, but what is it? What's that secret?
Good question. You know, there's always challenges in practice. We all know chiropractors, we're all in that day to day, the grind, but you know what? It's always the healing of patients, their first adjustments, and people that are come in with chronic ailments and they're not healing because there's blockage in their nervous system. You set that nervous system free and they transform from a caterpillar to a butterfly. I mean, they heal. And so that's always the excitement. I love to see that. Yeah. But even that, I love to see them get the idea and continue on with lifestyle care, style of living, the chiropractic lifestyle. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's all that. And truly, that same message, the power that made the body heals the body. Barge's book, Life Without Fear, those principles still ring true. We've stayed in our own lane. We haven't gone up too much over here or too much. We've stayed in the family, pure chiropractic lane. And it resonates even more than ever right now. People want to know something different, get out, like we were talking earlier about different places, wanting getting, you know, so not upset, just disenchanted with the medical model, Western medicine, and how we have something so much more powerful to offer. And it makes sense. It always has. And it still does.
And it's hard to say this because it truthfully, it doesn't, because it's, oh, if it makes sense, it makes sense. But it's almost like it makes more sense now.
Yeah.
You know, it's been illuminated is what I'm trying to say, that, you know, that, you know, after going through periods, I mean, people just have a distrust for Western medicine and I think Western medicine has a distrust for Western medicine, you know, and I think it's really important that we distinguish the difference between the system and the doctors in it. Right. Because the doctors are all good people. They're all there for good reasons, you know, wanting to help people, whatever. But the system doesn't work well of Western medicine. And so, I mean, and we've got a system that works so well. Why would we ever want to change it? Right.
So you live a life like that in your marriage, in your practice, people are going to see you automatically become a leader because it's different. It's new and it works. And you show your children that, let them not, you know, encourage them. We never gave them medications. They never had a vaccine or drug or pill in their bodies. And them seeing the consequences of having too many cream puffs and what that does to their immune system, or what an adjustment does, why they're getting sick for 2 or 3 days as opposed to weeks that their school, that the other school children would get sick with. So them living it, realizing it, it's no wonder they kind of followed along and still live that way today.
So Lucas and Jacob, right? You know, both were in school together here. I actually had the honor of having them. You guys came across the stage with them, right? And turned their hoods and did that. Did they always know they wanted to be a chiropractor? Was that like something that was always in them?
You know, it's interesting because we never pushed them, even though we would joke and say, hey, man, you're enrolled in the FCA. What's that? Future Chiropractors of America. But you know what? We never really pushed it beyond that. And so when they went into college and they started studying, Lucas wanted to be environmental engineer. He went to UC Santa Cruz. But he looked back and saw our lifestyle, what we did, and how we served patients. Jacob, the same thing. He went to Bible college for straight out of high school, thought he might want to be a pastor, but he saw he was teaching all the other students about chiropractic. So when they came back, they changed their mindset. They're like, you know what? We want to do what you're doing and affect, change people physically like you guys do.
Yeah, so, a career where they could love, serve, and give.
So it's wild. We're like, okay, really? No problem. Let's do this.
And they did, and they followed your suit too. You know, with the boys in chiropractic school, they found their wives in chiropractic school. All right,
I know.
And
I
mean, and boom,
actually, Jacob and Anna met in high school, but they went to chiropractic college together. Lucas and Courtney met at Life West proper, and they had the model. Obviously, we met in school, so they're like, "Hey, let's do this." It's no need to reinvent the wheel.
I love it. And I think that you know, listen, it was like really the honor, you know, of watching Elisa. She was the star of of Mamma Mia, the
That's so
50th
cool.
anniversary, touring all over the world with it, you know, and it was so amazing to see her. But really, what was more amazing was just the connection, the clearness inside of her. You know what I mean? And I know, you know, we help find her chiropractors in different places. You know, you'd call and say, "Who do you know here? And who do you know there?" And we get it set up. But she was incredible. I mean, and you know, listen, it's in her, you know, obviously, right? But whatever it is, that she just expresses herself at such a high level. And you know, I just want to like just honor you guys about that. Though it's her, it's not you, it's her. We're very clear of that, you know, but just what you raised and how you raised, it's amazing. I mean, she is amazing, amazing woman with a path ahead of her that is so bright that I think the three of us could be blinded, you know. I mean, incredible. And I know it must be hard having her in New York City. That's where she needs to be. But you know, it's like we could easily say that's what chiropractic is, but the truth is that's what, I mean, Lorraine, you said that's what the power in the body is, you know. I mean, it's like it's just being expressed. It's crazy.
Perfect. Quite
We're
beautiful.
super proud of her, and she's got some great things potentially in the hopper with auditions and callbacks. So her next venture is coming soon. We don't know what yet. Maybe even Mamma Mia again because it's coming to Broadway in the summer. But there's all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I'll ask you afterwards. So we're looking for some structural chiropractic here in Manhattan for her, and another referral.
I gotta tell you, I mean, when you see Cairo kids and you see them expressing their lives at, you know, 1,000%, it's mind blowing. I mean, you know, we talk about that. We talk about, you know, chiropractic as years of life and life to years, but really, you know, it's about having people express themselves at their highest potential. And when you see kids do that, whether they're, you know, young children, you know, or they're grown children, you know, but they've had this all their life, there is a difference. You know, there is a difference. My friends in outside of the chiropractic profession, who I bring into the profession, they tell me this. They say, if we lined up 100 chiropractors on a wall and mixed in with 100 any other doctors, 90% we'd be correct on finding the chiropractors, just by the vibration that they put out, you know, just by that energy. I mean, it's,
Be careful not to take that for granted too,
yeah.
right? It's like because it is that something special. It does give them clarity and more of a purpose, and I think such great compassion. And when they have such gratitude and compassion, what can't happen with those two things that they learned?
Absolutely. And connectedness, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really what's there. Talk to me about legacy. You know,
Well,
where do you see, what do you see in your legacy? What's there?
well, I know as chiropractors, and we're really obviously doing structural, predictable posture and spinal correction, but really where our passion is bridging that gap for longevity, leveraging longevity for patients. But for the chiropractor, nothing worse than reaching that ripe old time, and then your health is failing, or you're succumbed to some medical issue, and not being able to do your potential with your kids, your grandkids, your patients. So we really make extra effort to do the necessary steps to not only us to get adjusted, to make sure that we are on top of our game, but also to have that legacy of, oh, Papa can take us here and do this with us and really enjoy the life God's given us because of the longevity, because our bodies are working, right? Chiropractic is a big part of that. Obviously, eating right, thinking right, making sure you're doing the necessary steps to strengthen your body. That's one way we look at
Sure,
the legacy.
and there's so much of, like, oh, when are you retiring? We just entered our 60s, and already, so my brothers and siblings, sisters, they've already retired, and it's like, look what we do every
Yeah,
day.
true.
We work in this beautiful place. We help hundreds of people every week. We work with our kids, and it's like, I don't know if we're really going to retire, where we're going to, if we're going to go anywhere. And I know one of our legacies we want to see in chiropractic for sure, especially during this time where you have RFK center stage right now and making just more
It's
awareness.
kind of cool to be a chiropractor
Yeah, who wants to miss out
now.
on this time? This is like some of the, it's always good, but some of the best time to see what's going to happen with this profession. And to see chiropractic, we always say, you know, take its rightful place. It'd be the primer. Just that it is, it's safe, it's effective. And this is what we've been saying all along, not only in that, but that it is so much more than just those two arguments we get all the time. And if we can get people to capture that, to hold on to some of that.
Yeah, you know, like you said, it's cool.
Community.
It's cool now to be a chiropractor.
Yes.
Everybody, all these talking heads are saying what chiropractors have been teaching for 50 years. And now they're like waking up. So
yes.
We want to promote this wave of, you know, the chiropractic lifestyle is coming to the forefront.
Yeah.
And
we want to see Cardiff hold it in that place. We want to see Cardiff, our community, and all communities hold chiropractic in that place for sure.
And you know, and you guys have. I mean, you've sent so many people to chiropractic school. You've been influential in a lot of people. And I just want to share this. Lorraine, you were so influential in my growth, even though we were, you know, Mary and I were, to both of you, we might have been put in a mentorship position at one point or whatever. But I remember a story that you told me, and maybe you can even share it, about your father. You know, your father went to chiropractic school when he was like in his 40s or late 30s, early 40s, right? He was diagnosed with what they call Parkinson's, right? And do you remember the story you told me? I think you were in Davenport, then you moved. I don't know where you were, but the whole family went to a chiropractor. Do you remember about the story that where you told? I think you told me that this is where it clicked for you. Somewhere you were like 11 or 10, and you're in the X-ray room with this doc. Do you remember that story?
I do. So my father was getting results without taking medications with his tremors. My father right away is like, this is what I want to do. And so he's going to become a chiropractor. And of course he wants his five kids to get chiropractic care. So he took it, actually Dr. Benish and Al Cajon. And he's taking our x-rays. I understand what I'm about 10 years old. And my dad, this big, strong man my whole life, now is tremors, lost quite a bit of weight. He's eating vegetables, doing all these special things to be healthier. And so I was concerned. I wanted to help my dad more than anything. More than anything, little girl wants her daddy to be that dad. And the docs, I asked him, I said, can you heal my daddy? Are you going to heal? Can you heal? I said, heal. I want him to heal my daddy. He said, do you believe I in chiropractic can heal your dad? I said, without a thought, yes, I do. He goes, well, there you have it. Didn't say yes. He says, well, there you have it.
Yeah.
He put it on me,
right.
My faith. And through that, I knew from then on that I was going to do something with that, with my dad and with that. And because his Parkinson's got to a point where it was debilitating, we didn't get to do practice together, but David and I opened Gold Coast in his honor to be his hands where he couldn't any longer be adjusting. So.
I love
it. So Mel was such a big part of our life. When we opened our first practice after associating, we were still super young. I was like 25, but I looked 12, and she was more beautiful than me. But we went to get our first lease, our current office, and the guy looked at us like, "What? You have no money. You have no history." So he took a liking, and he said, "Okay, I'll sign that $250,000 lease with you if you get a co-signer." I'm like, oh man, how we get a co-signer? Her dad co-signed the lease for us to get into that suite that we're in currently today. And we were able to get him off the co-sign after the first year, because we were in the black early.
Right.
But that was such a special thing. You know, man, that he was on the hook, man. That was a serious commitment.
Yeah.
But thankful for Mel and his love.
He saw in you. Right. He saw in you what you produced, and, you know, and that's success. And he saw that within you, you know, and there's a saying, you know, well, we all know BJ saying, you know, we never know how far reaching. Right. You know, the story, Lorraine, that you talked about, you know, there you have it. I tell that to students all the time. Literally, I do. And the reason why I do is because it's not about you saying yes. It's not about you saying, yes, we could do this and we could do this. We can do this. It's like, what do you think? Like, why are you, you know, it's almost like if you were an adult, it'd be, well, tell me why you're here. What are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for that. Good. You think there's a possibility of you finding that here? I do. Well, there you have it. Not, we're going to give it to you.
Right.
There you have it. You know, because it's all from within us, right? David, everything comes from within, you know, and that's the most beautiful thing in the world that we could be able to teach people that, It's within us. It's not on the outside. No matter what it is, doesn't matter whether it's food, whether it's whatever. It's not. It's how we absorb it on the inside. Everything has to, you know, emanate from the inside out, right? It can get into us from the outside in, but the way that it gets synthesized is the inside out. It's so beautiful. Ah, I am thrilled. Still going in San Diego. Still doing your thing, and you know, beautiful family and everything else. I'm just thrilled. I'm so glad we got to make this happen. We were on for maybe, what, 3 months ago or 4 months ago, and then life got in the way, or technology got in the way, all these different things, and here we are. We had it happening. So one last thing that you'd like to share with our audience, what would you like to share, each of you?
Wow.
Probably that one last thing that I think is important that we haven't mentioned is how you've set up LifeWest College, Chiropractic College, for the internship, the preceptorship, and how valuable that is, not only for your students, but for us too. It works both ways. Yeah. And I know when we came out of college, that's what you and Mary and Dr. Gary, you guys gave to us. And we love to do that. And encouraging other docs, if you're out, other docs that are listening, to join in that program, because it's powerful. It makes a difference between, I think, success and maybe not, and less success. I'm not sure, but it definitely gives a great foundation. And the students coming out of LifeWest are top notch.
Yeah,
they're all different, just like we were talking earlier. Nobody is exactly the same. That's why they teach us and we teach them. So that internship program and the preceptor program is awesome. And we love to have your students at Gold Coast.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's obviously ditto, but you know, again, I'm always thinking about legacy as I get older. And it's so exciting when our children continue in our footsteps, because that legacy will perpetuate in serving, loving, and giving the chiropractic message. So I'm super thankful. I want to nurture that. I want to encourage chiropractors to nurture that. And whether it's your own children or those that you encourage to go to chiropractic college, that's your legacy of influence for the future of our great profession, right? Matter of fact, come April, one of my high school students is coming up to LifeWest to take the tour. And so always planting the seed and encouraging, because there's only so long we can practice, you know?
Yeah.
And time is short. Life is finite, but the wheel keeps turning. We want good chiropractors. Good chiropractors, man, because we're on the brink, the cusp of blowing up throughout the world with chiropractic, right?
Absolutely. And that's the passion and of giving back, right? It's the passion of giving someone a wonderful opportunity to be a servant, you know, for the people that we send in the chiropractic college. And like, look at your boys right now, you know, I mean, it just, and what they're doing in their lives and their practices, right? And their families. And then it's an amazing profession. Let's face it. You know, I mean, here you guys, you know, us, Mary and I, with three daughters that are chiropractors, it's such a beautiful thing. And when people get it, you know, I always want to I understand it, but it doesn't ever cognate with me on when I meet chiropractors who don't enjoy being a chiropractor. It's like, you know, it's like, who doesn't like ice cream? I get that there's people who don't, but you know, in my mind, just in Ron's little world, it's like, you know, how can you not like it? That's okay. Give me your ice cream. I'll eat it, you know?
Yes.
You know, but it's so beautiful. And you guys are wonderful. So thank you. Just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. All the support you've given, you know, to Mary and I, all the love to our children and to LifeWest and to everything else, everything you do with purpose and you do with passion and you do with meaning. And I just really, truly appreciate it. You know, it just warms my heart to see we all just had dinner together in San Diego, right? And in that room we had, there was like, I don't know, 11 or 13 people who had gone through our program in our office kind of thing. And it's just so cool to see how just one seed can spread, you know, and how many lives you've touched and continue to touch and will continue to touch. And so thank you, really, from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you guys.
Ron, I want to share one last thing, and I truly mean this. You know, we talk about Dee Dee was the founder, BJ the developer, Sid the great defender. I'm here to say that you're the great encourager of chiropractic.
Yes.
I don't do that to blow smoke up your dress. I truly have been ministered and encouraged by you and all that you've done. This last 8 years of life has been a tremendous boon in chiropractic.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. It means a lot. And David, you said something to me and Mary one time that meant a lot also. When you were with us, you said, you know, yeah, you guys are seeing a lot of people. You're seeing, a, you know, 1,000 people, whatever, a week, da, da, da. But the most impressive thing is that you're doing it day in and day out, you know, for all those years, right? Because people kind of go up and then they go down, right? Oh. And you guys are just doing it. So thank you, because it really is about the sustainability. It's not just about the flash in the pan kind of deal. So anyways, we're that. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Right,
and to our audience, thank you. Thank you for joining us, you know, week in and week out. We've got amazing things happening. You know, we drop these Life Leadership Lines, Life West Leadership Lines every other week. The opposite week, we drop our Life by Life West. Thank you. There's people who need to hear what was said that doctors David and Lorraine shared today. Share it with them. By you spreading this around, it's the greatest thing in the world, because that's how the message gets put out. So thank you. We'll keep making these as long as people keep listening to them. And for Dr. David, Dr. Lorraine, for myself, we'll bid you adieu. And just remember, keep loving those around you, hugging those around you, and that we, all of us, are much more powerful than we were ever led to believe. So turn that power on in others, and we'll see you next time at our next Life West Leadership Line. See you later.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.